T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
So fast. Gosh, he is so fast. Jared, how fast are you right now, ripping your shirt off wherever you are? Where are you? Shirtless, pantsless?
Nipples out.
No, I'm shirtless.
I don't think you can say that.
Yep, don't know if I can say I'm shirtless, but I'm just hanging on the couch.
Oh, just on the couch. Are you watching South Alabama versus Southern Miss right now?
I'm not. I'm making that.
It's the college football kickoff, Jared. Hell, I thought you were a freaking sports guy.
I am. No, I'm not. Not a game I'm watching.
Well, you know, I think Southern Miss was favored right now. South Alabama about to be up 13-0. So,
I think wasn't there a really good quarterback that played at Southern Miss?
Yeah, his name was Nick. He's playing for the 49ers right now, and I'm blanking on his last name.
Nick Mullins.
Yeah, no, exactly, but before that, there was a long time ago.
There was some dude named Brett Favre.
Oh, Brett Favre.
You want to give us your
all right, here we go, fellas. Let's have a little fun today.
Mama gave me 8 of them flapjacks. I said, Mama, take away 5 of them flapjacks. I want to stay hungry for the Crimson Tide.
Nice work, bro.
So good.
Oh, I love it so
first,
much.
First Ranger question, Jared, from the 817 is, and I quote, Jared, what the bleep is happening?
Any specifics?
I don't know that there is specifics. We are getting questions about, is Woody, like, is the seat warming up for Woody? We know a lot of people are like, yo, JD,
what
might need to get
out of
here.
What do you want Chris Woodward to do? That would be my question for these people. I just don't know what you really want out of Chris Woodward at this point. Jared?
Yeah, no, I mean, I think, first of all, it's such an abnormal year, right? Like, it's it's really tough to evaluate anything over like a 60-game season. Now you consider the injuries and you know, the roster and just some of the things that have kind of transpired. I don't know. I don't think that Woody's job is in jeopardy. I don't think the seat is hot or really anywhere close to it.
What overall? I mean, obviously we know what happened today, 8-4. The Astros knocked off the Rangers. But overall, from this series, and especially getting our first look at some of these guys that have been called up, you know, we've gotten to see Leody Taveras now for a little while. Eli White got some playing time during this series. Is there anything specific standing out to you that you were able to take away in a positive way from this 3-game series, and things that we can be looking forward to for the remainder of September?
Yeah, I mean, you know, Nick Solak continues to hit well. I think, you know, Isaiah Kiner-Falefa's growth is another thing that, you know, the home run he hits. And just you take a look at his numbers and the progress he's made from last year. And, you know, on top of that, the defense. I think those are some of the things that that you can take away. In addition to, yeah, just seeing more of Leody Taveras and some of the young guys.
Okay. So, Eric, you've got something you wanted to play for Jared here in.
Well, yeah, I think we have a couple of things. The first one is how are you feeling in this moment? I believe this was yesterday. Zero was letting us know something about like a wild goose chase.
This season, despite some of their offensive struggles, have yet to be shut out. They're one of the few major league teams that have not been goose-egged in a ball game.
Goosed. Now, Zero said that when this was taking place, you were maybe getting a little bit red-faced. You were sort of leaking confidence. And so I'm just wondering how you've recovered since.
Yeah, that was an issue. I had to call a 20-second timeout. I had to, you know, gather myself. But thankfully, I was able to bounce back, and I'm glad Zero is able to commemorate that.
Yeah, well, and I could tell you bounced back today when I heard you doing those Whataburger reads in the post game show. I was like, yeah, Jared's got his swagger back. Whatever goose chase that held him up yesterday, he's feeling like a brand new man today. So, all right, good. Glad that's out of the way. Glad you've recovered and you're feeling like $1 million. But it looks like we have some level of a trial that we are bringing to the table here, Jared. Now, this is something that doesn't involve me. I'm an innocent bystander, and I'm really fortunate to be in that position. I can just sit back and watch how the jury and the judge sort of handle all this. So Walchuk is a bit bothered by interaction. He sort of undercut him. And
yeah, so, no, Jared, I feel like I did this.
Filling in for Hixey and Nadell, and he started getting all big on Walchuk.
I did like a halfway decent job, okay? I tried my best during this fill-in period, but there was one game specifically where Jared definitely big-D'd me, and some of it is a poor-worded question on my part.
A lot of it is.
But some of it is also, Jared, I don't know. I mean, Zero, what do you think about this?
Is the question we're asking is, was Jared being a bleep hole, or was Jared in the right for totally undercutting Walchuk and poking fun at his question?
Why don't we just check out the audio and see what it sounds like? Yeah. Okay? We might need a little bit of a refresher.
Gentlemen, first taste of extra innings baseball with the new rules in 2020. Did you enjoy it?
Well, not that well, I guess. I don't know. I don't like losing on walk-off grand slams. But, no, I mean, it's...
Okay, so I think part of it is because you kind of have a little bit of a hype man in Nadell there who is laughing and he's giving the...
That's what makes it worse.
Like if it's like just
Jared.
Nadell,
you know, when I'm just with Jared in the post game, like I was for a little while when Murph was filling in, or, you know, it was Bouchelle, but now I've got the Hall of Famer who's also now laughing at me, and I feel like I want to crawl into a hole. Mm. What? What is...
That's Nadell. That's Nadell feeling the burn that Jared just laid on Walchuk on the Rangers radio network.
So, yeah, it's a big burn. Now, Zero, this continued into extra innings. There's more tension as you write here.
Yeah, there was a little bit more tension that I sensed. Maybe y'all didn't sense it, but I felt a little bit of tension going on here.
I don't know if I can sway you at all into maybe we can have fun with this moving forward with the extra base runner on second base to start things in extras moving forward.
Yeah, I mean, you're painting it like I'm anti the rule. Like
it
really
seems
passionately.
Like you are a little.
No, nope, I don't think that's anything close to what I said. I said I don't like it.
You don't like it.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
You don't like it.
Oh,
I don't like it right away.
Awkward pause. Man, I didn't know. I thought the clip was over there. I didn't know there was a tension.
Jared hated me that night. Definitely bleep hole question on my part. Now, I will say this. I'm like trying, and Jared knows this because I'm kind of like I've tried to become a stickler when it comes to phrasing of the questions. That was one that was badly phrased. Like, I can go ahead and
Sure.
Well, the Rangers just lost on walk-off. Yeah. Like, how did you enjoy it? And probably could have asked that in a better term. Now, I will say the follow-up, though, Jared. I mean, you could have said, like, obviously, I don't enjoy it. You know, well, you didn't have to make me look like a total bleep hole. But I wrote that down when the Rangers were up in the top of the 10th at the time. And then, unfortunately, the Manny Machado incident happened in the bottom of the frame. So I just didn't go back and fix it. But what are we thinking here, Zero?
Oh, I want the Tolos to decide, man. What justice needs to be served here? Does Sandler owe Walchuk an apology?
Right.
Or is Walchuk being a P-word?
A P-word?
I think a lot of people are going to come in saying Walchuk's being a P-word.
You don't like it.
Jared, do you have any remorse whatsoever, or are you happier than ever that you made Walchuk feel like, like Walchuk felt naked on the Rangers radio network on hundreds and hundreds of affiliates across the country?
Little do they know, I usually know.
So I'm glad that Corey Majors never brought me up on trial like this. for some of our interactions over the years. I definitely didn't feel good about it. I think the Rangers had lost just another game and another game, and Zach's like arguing with me, and like saying I'm saying something that I wasn't, and I just wasn't having it. Like, and so I was like, and then he started talking, and I was like, okay, fine. You talk. Go ahead. Finish what you guys say.
Now, some people are saying that you deserve a bologna sandwich. Did you know, Jared, that the term bologna sandwich could be used in a derogatory way?
So no, I did not. I just always took it as like the food.
Right, right. Same here. We discovered, because I got a Twitter ban for 24 hours, I got locked out of Twitter because I called Doug Marrone a bologna sandwich, and we didn't know why, and then we did some digging on maybe there's a different connotation here, like what happened. Well, it turns out there's one hell of a definition for bologna sandwich if you go to Urban Dictionary, and a lot of the Tolos are texting in right now implying that maybe a bologna sandwich is what you deserve as punishment for the way you treated Walchuk on the Cowboy or on the Rangers radio network.
No, I wouldn't wish that on anybody.
I need to go to Urban Dictionary.
It involves poo and baby juice and I think grandma's bed at one point. So, you know, you can take a look over that. Let us know what you think, and if you thought I should have been banned from Twitter because of it.
It's very similar to the milking episode, if you've seen Little Dicky. Episode 3.
No, but
I've seen Dave.
It's much more disgusting and egregious. So, anyways, I guess we'll have a bologna sandwich coming your way, courtesy of Walchuk, who I think will be providing the poo and the baby juice. So,
man.
I'm excited for you, Jared. This is going to be good. I'm glad we did this whole this whole thing.
Before we let Jared go, Jared, I got to give you a pat on the back, man, because you call the haha Clinton Dix being trash at the second the Cowboys signed him, and now he's released. How do you feel?
I don't feel good. I mean, it stinks, but like, I'll stick to baseball, I guess. But I called it right away.
You don't like it.
The guy, I've watched the guy a lot. He is not good. Mm. Hasn't been in about 3 years.
It seems, Jared, as though we have people texting in wondering, they're throwing out different options here. Sandler is either low-key faded. He is drinking on some Truly. He just woke up, and we woke him out of his slumber. Or he just had tantric sex. Those are the options
like,
on the.
It's like cotton. I was trying to like drink some water, but I was like, you know, cotton mouth, whatever.
Right, or whatever. Absolutely.
Hey, bro.
Are you hanging out with Zeke tonight, Jared?
What's that?
We'll take it as a yes.
Thank you, Jared, for the intercourse, brother. We love you. Thank you for the intercourse.
There
he goes, Jared Sandler, just banging.
The 956 is saying, "Damn the bologna sandwich." Make Jared have a roast beef sandwich like Hope Solo style.
Oh, no.
Beef
956.
Oh, beef curtain for Sands?
You know you've seen those. UAB up on Central Arkansas, 28-21. About to hit halftime, by the way. That's a big-time score.
That's a good deep state text involving Jared Sandler from the 214 there. Mm. That's a little Corey Majors twist. I like it, 214.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.